Good evening. My name is Keith Melanie, and I'm currently serving as president of Contemple Marin Homeowners Association. During the latter part of the year 2000, plans were being drawn up for renovation of the airport property. These plans were approved by the City of San Rafael, and some years have passed since its completion of that development. Having engaged with numerous residents of the Contemple community on this new project, it has become apparent that the following concerns need mentioning. This developer tends to have established a bad reputation in the eyes of many of our residents. This stems partly from a failure to follow through on numerous promises made in the past. The two sections of Contemple most vulnerable to the airport property are along Bryce Canyon and Yellowstone Road. A concrete wall was constructed separating the houses on Yellowstone Road from the roadway that leads into the airport property. This concrete wall has been referred to as a sound wall. There are holes in the base of the wall that allow the sound of vehicle traffic to be transmitted through the wall, which defeat its entire purpose. The developer has acknowledged the problem and yet has made no effort to fix the wall. The residents along this section of the park were also told that the vehicle traffic resulting from the commercial tenants on the property, consisting of large, heavy vehicles which pass within 20 feet of these houses, would be limited to certain hours. The developer did nothing to enforce this rule, and the residents had to make complaints to the city to get the developer to follow through with their promise. One of the mobile homes actually tore at the seams as a result of the passing of these heavy vehicles in such close proximity. Residents that live along Bryce Canyon Road used to have the benefit of a beautiful morning sunrise, having a clear view of the horizon. After the large two-story hangar was constructed, this view was lost forever. The residents were promised that although their sunrises were replaced with a large metal structure, that there would soon be screening planted to soften that view. To date, no screening exists, and it's been years since that promise was made. Brent Dickens went on record at the first design review that this developer has failed to maintain his own property and should work towards mending relationships with the neighborhoods, in part by remedying their failed promises, and also by improving on their current standard of maintenance. Having said all these things, and since the Homeowners Association is charged with the responsibility of seeing to the best interests of the residents of Contemple, I'd like to go on record amplifying a demand that past promises be met and that some mechanism of oversight be put in place so that if this project moves forward, any new conditions of approval will be enforced by the city.